Om Shanti. Once upon a time, all the colors in the world started to quarrel. Each claimed that he was the best. First of all, green color came, and the green color said, "I am the most important color in the world." Because if you see around, you will see greenery. If you see around, you will see trees. And what is this earth without trees? What is this earth without greenery? I am that lush greenery around the world. Second color said, he said, "You are too narrow-minded." Blue color said, "I think you never see what is there up in the sky. It is the blue color which is the most important color in the world and not the green, because all this sky and its reflection on the ocean, everything is blue. So blue is the most important color." Then the yellow came in between and he said, "You both are under sweet delusion. Probably you do not know that sun is yellow, moon is yellow, stars are yellow, this sunflower what you see is yellow. Yellow is the most important color in the world, and it is the color of laughter, warmth, happiness. So it is the yellow color which is most important." Orange color said, "I just pity all of you three, because you do not know that I am the color of health and strength, and I serve the inner need of human body. And are you aware of the important vitamins? Carrots, pumpkins, orange, mangoes, they all are orange. So I am the most important color in the world and not the you all." He is telling his own now. We have to listen to him, what he is saying. But the red color is intolerable. He said, "It's enough of you all. You are not aware of what is red. The blood is red. It is a color of danger. It is a color of fight. And I am the most important color. I am the color of passion. I am the color of love." Purple color, when he saw this quarrel going on, he rose to the top and he said with great pomp, he said, "I am the color of royalty and power. You are not aware that all the kings, all the bishops, all the chiefs, they have chosen me. And they listen and they obey to all these people, people of the world. So I am the most important color." Purple or violet. Then indigo. Indigo was calm till now. But now indigo came and he says, "Probably you are not aware of inner world. I represent balance and contrast. I represent thought and reflection. I represent twilight and I represent deep waters." So they kept on fighting with each other, all the colors. And all of a sudden, whilst all the colors were fighting, there was rain. Okay? So, and then the rain spoke, "You foolish colors, you're fighting amongst yourself, each one trying to dominate each other. Do you know that who made you all? It's God who made you all. And you, each one of you has a different purpose. Each one of you is unique. He loves you all." And then he says, "Come and join hands with me," rain said. And they all joined hand with rain across the sky. Across the sky. And then he stretched you. God will stretch you across the sky in great bow of colors as a reminder that he loves you all. And all of a sudden, a beautiful rainbow was created in the sky. So this is a beautiful story that represents that each one is unique. Each one is different. So rainbow has got seven colors. And recently we celebrated Holi. Holi is a festival of colors. So let's come to today's Avyakta Murli. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has celebrated spiritual Holi. Holi of seven colors. Holi is a festival of colors. Holi is a festival of love, where everyone, they start coloring each other, smearing each other with different colors. There is a water fight. And out of that, a beautiful rainbow is created. So in today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has colored us with seven colors. So in fact, he is playing spiritual holy with us. Spiritual holy, or you may call it a spiritual rainbow. So we will discuss this Murli in 7 points. In fact, those 7 points are 7 colors with which Baba is besmearing us, is making us more beautiful. And when he colors us with all the 7 colors, a beautiful spiritual rainbow is created within the soul. A beautiful fragrance, a beautiful rainbow, a beautiful scenery is created within the soul, in the mind of this, in the sky of our mind. So let's revise this Murli with this thing in our mind. 7 colors with which Baba is coloring us. The first color is the color of self-transformation. This is the first color with which we need to color ourselves, as well as let or allow God, Baba, to color us. In these spiritual colors, there are 4 things Baba said. 4 types of different transformations you have to bring in yourself. First is complete freedom. Second is contentment. Third is readiness. And fourth is your immovable stage. Immovable stage or state. So these are the 4 things included in this self-transformation. To start with, Baba has started the Murli that Father has come into this Sakar world, in this corporeal world, and this is the world of Halchal. This is the world where there is a lot of upheaval. So this upheaval should not shake you. This is a world where there is, you will see, shaking going on everywhere. This is a world of stirring. This is a world of upheaval. This is a world of disturbance. This is a world of disruption. This is a world, there is a tumult going on everywhere. So Baba has come into this world, and you, while staying in this world of upheaval, you still remain unshakable. This is your speciality. Why do you remain unshakable? Because while seeing this shakable world, you are reminded of your sweet kingdom. You are reminded of your sweet home, which is unshakable. So, when there is a contrast, when we are in this world, while seeing all the frivolities, all the vanities of this world, you are reminded of something which is permanent. While seeing the everything transitory, rather than getting colored or influenced by this world, that should remind you of something of the above. For example, Socrates, he used to stay in Athens. He was a sort of sannyasin. He was a sort of a person who is like a fakir, who is a sort of a priest, who is a sort who is totally detached from the world. But he had one habit. He used to go to the market every day. And he used to see what all things are there, what all luxuries are there in the market, what all beautiful things are out for sale in the market. He will see all the commodities, all the shopping things, but he would not purchase anything. He would just go and come back. People would ask him, "You are totally detached from the world. You live a life of seclusion. You will live a life of ascetic. But why you are going to the market every day?" He says, "I go to the market just to see how many things are there in the world, and I am happy without them. There are so many things in the world, and I am happy without them. I don't need all these luxuries. I don't need all these dresses. I don't need all these shoes. And I am happy without all these things. So I go for this reason." So you know, even this luxury can induce vairag. In the similar manner, Baba is saying, Baba has come into this transitory world, in this world of halchal and upheaval. He has come here, and while seeing all the commotion around, you are reminded of the silence within. You are reminded of something which is unflinching. You are reminded of something which is unflappable, which is undisturbed. And that is your home, and that is your kingdom. So, here Baba is coloring us with color of self-transformation. Here he is talking of 4 things. The first thing is freedom. This is the first self-transformation you have to bring. If this is your feather, if this is your wings, you should not be glued to this world. Your wings should not get stuck to anything of this world. What are those glues everybody can churn? Which is that fevicol which is sticking me? Fevistick or fevicol which is pulling me to this world or which has kept me stuck to this world? Baba said that you need to have freedom. Freedom means your feathers are free. Freedom means your wings are not attached to anything of this world. First self-transformation is this. I need to become free. Free from all the subtle internal bondages. Spiritual bondages, emotional bondages, what are they? Is it the past which is riding heavy on me? What is it which is pulling me down? What is it which is having upper hand upon me? What is that thing which always comes and just I fall down, tumbling down? What is it? So, free yourself. This is the first color Baba is applying. Second color is contentment. Three questions Baba has asked here. Ask yourself, am I content with my Purusharth? To what extent others are contented with me? And am I contented with my service? So bringing contentment, which is in fact the greatest of all the treasures in the world. No treasure can be compared to contentment. You have all the powers of the world, you have all the treasures of the world, but still if your heart is distraught, if there is a dissatisfaction gnawing in your heart, you are probably the most poor person on this planet Earth. That's why contentment is said to be the greatest of all the wealth or treasure of the world. So check yourself for this. If it is not there, color yourself with the color of contentment. Third is your readiness. Are you ready to come? Have you made others ready so that they can claim to royal family, to kingdom, or to a subject? Are you ready to come with me? Again, he has talked about freedom here. First is the readiness to go with him. Otherwise, he will go and you will be left behind. Do you think it is something like magic mantra or Chu mantra will happen? No, Shiv mantra itself is Chu mantra. This is the magical mantra. There is no other mantra other than this. So, do you want to come in the procession? Or you want to go with Father? Father will go in 1 second. You need to also accompany. So preparing ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead, back to our home. So there should be detachment from this world. Internal deep detachment. Otherwise we won't be able to go. Otherwise things will pull us down. And the last thing is immovable, unflinching stage. Baba said, there was rains here. All the tents, they got blown away. Baba is asking, did you enjoy this? Baba is saying, you got the opportunity to see the monsoon of Abu. You got the opportunity to see the rains over the hills. Such an opportunity you will not get any time before. He is a positive outlook. The condition is like weather had become inclement. Everything has gone topsy-turvy. People are thinking of going home back as early as possible. Those who came to meet Baba here for Baba Milan. And Baba is saying, good that you have come here. Good that now you have got interesting news to give once you go back home. You can tell, oh, such a thing happened. We saw the monsoon of Abu. Look how he is approaching the situation. There is one approach, oh, so many things happened. Oh, but like this, like that. This happened, that happened. Oh, rain should not have come. But Baba said, good, you have got some good pieces of news. You can use this hack, this news piece, whilst you go back. You can have talks on this. This is an entertaining thing. So, look at his approach. Now, one more thing he is asking is, to color yourself with this. immovable, how, to what extent I remained achal, to what extent I remained undisturbed, unfazed by this circumstance. This was the test also. And Baba said, this is nothing. There is a beautiful prophecy in this Murli, in today's Murli. Baba said, this is nothing. A time will come when all the elements would play havoc. This is nothing. But this is going to happen. So, these elements are so fast. So, whether your speed of self-transformation, is that also fast? So the first color Baba is applying, and the first color of the spiritual rainbow which is to be created within our heart, and if we want that such a beautiful rainbow should be created in our heart, first thing to do is self-transformation. First is, in that, bring about liberty, freedom. Deliver yourself, deliver your own soul from the bondages, from chains, from cages, from all the snares. Bring contentment. Bring, third is, readiness. And fourth, bring immovable state. So this is the first color. Second color is the color of detached observership. Second color is the color of detached observership. Sakshi Drishta Sakshi Bhav. Baba said, whilst you think you are detached observer, when you practice detached observer, things, many things happen. First, you become double hero. How do you become double hero? Hero, Baba plays with words. He says that one of the meaning of hero is Hira. Hira means diamond. Your life becomes like diamond. And second, you become the one, an actor who plays hero part. When you are detached observer, witnessed, no difficulty or no obstacle can come near you. When you are detached even with your body, Malikpan, the observership in you, in becoming detached, that time you have Moj and you have Manoranjan, you have entertainment. So this is the first chapter. This is the last chapter of all the knowledge that we have. To remain detached observer, things are coming and things are going. We remain unaffected. We know the transitoriness of things. Happiness is coming. Things are making you happy. But remember, soon they will change. So everything is impermanent here. To contemplate on the evanescent nature of the world is the most important thing in spiritual life. To sit all alone and to watch everything as if going on the screen, and I remain unattached. I am just a mute spectator. I am audience. Even though sometimes I become actor, but then again I am an audience. I remain detached. This is the most important stage, first and last chapter of this knowledge. The first and last chapter is not about listening knowledge or giving speeches. The first and the last chapter is not this. The first and the last chapter is this, to become detached observer. Just as he himself is detached observer, he is unaffected. He doesn't get affected by anything. You have seen how Avyakta Bap Dada comes in Dati's body. He comes, he sits, and he goes away. He will spend hours together speaking. He will spend hours in chit-chatting. But whilst going, he has as if nothing to do. He has no business with anything of this world. He is so detached. Have you seen the movement of his body? If suppose somebody sits like this, he may keep on moving. But how much less movements Avyakta Bap Dada has got? He sits just like that. He may a little bit hug dadis or like that. That's it. But you don't see him getting restless and fidgety. No. He's so, so calm, stable, composed, not given to anything of such jitteriness. So, Because he is in that detached observer stage. So the goal of spiritual life is detached observership. Whilst doing all the services of this world, whilst getting involved in everything, remaining internally detached is the color we have to apply to the soul. Then only a spiritual rainbow would be created. So second is detached observership. Third, detached observer. First is self-transformation. Third, the third color is the color of, yes, from today's Murli. There are five parties Baba is meeting. What is the second party? No. What is the second, third color or second party in the today's Murli? Anybody who has read the Murli? We have revised this Murli here. Churning. Color of Manan. Baba has given two beautiful examples. One of food and another of Vishnu. Vishnu is sitting in the reclining pose that is known as Anantasana. He is sitting like that and outside you see tumultuous ocean. Outside you see there is so much commotion, disturbance. But he is in this position. Churning. Simran. Unaffected. That is your memorial. You remain like a Vishnu. You have to churn this knowledge in that manner. Then only you will be able to imbibe it. Otherwise this imbibition of knowledge will not take place. Imbibe. The word imbibe means to drink. The English word imbibe. Dharan. Karna. The English word imbibe means to drink. You don't have to read this knowledge. You don't have to hear this knowledge. What you have to do? Pibat Ramaras. You have to drink this knowledge. Drink it. To your heart's content. Don't get satisfied that I have drunk my full. No. Keep on drinking all the time. Sips or whatever. Drink and whilst drinking sometime get drowned. You know, Swami Vivekananda was asked by his master, Sri Ramakrishna, this is the cup of tea. Okay? Would you like to become like a fly who would flit around the brim of the tea, that cup, or would you like to get drowned in that tea? So he said, I would prefer to be like that fly who would be moving around that cup or sit on the brim of that tea, but I would not like to drown. He said, no, that is not your goal. You have to get drowned in this tea, because this tea or this ocean is the ocean of immortality. If you get drowned in this, you will become immortal. Amritasya putraha. This is, you are Amrit. You are the children of immortality. So get drowned in the ocean of immortality and you become immortal. So, churning, first example. Second example Baba gave of food and digestion, assimilation. There are two things, food and person. When the person eats the food, that food becomes a very part and parcel of him. The food starts running, food gets converted into energy, glucose and so many things, metabolism take place, and thus food doesn't remain a separate entity. Now the food and the body have become one. In the similar manner, the food starts running as energy through the arteries. In the similar manner, you knowledge, you churn it to the such an extent that it becomes a very part and parcel of your soul. You don't have to think, oh, I forgot this point and I forgot that point. What is the question of forgetting anything? When it has become the very part of your being, it is inseparable. To remove it from your body, it should become difficult. Just like that Karna, it was a difficult task to remove that kavach. He was bleeding all around because it was very part of his being. Those kundal, those earrings and his kavach, they were very part of him. He was not keeping it, now I have to remove it and now I have to wear it. Nothing like that. So make this knowledge like that Karna's kavacha. Very part of you. If suppose somebody, nobody will try to remove, you don't try to give it to somebody. Okay. So churning. Churning of knowledge. Apply this color to the soul, or Baba has come to color you with this color. Second, third color. Fourth color is detachment. Color of Nyarapan. Baba said, you are elevated soul, you are great soul, here you have got this new life. So your life is not that laukic life, your is a alaukic life. Your is a spiritual life. So you cannot do anything what the other worldly people are doing. What the laity is doing, you cannot do. What the worldlings are doing, you cannot do. What they speak, you cannot speak. What they see, you cannot see. Your vision, your everything is so different. Baba has given example again here. If suppose you have something to select or eat, what you will eat? You will eat all those that is good. You will not eat, you will reject those things which are not good. He has also given example of Laukik family. In the Laukik family, there is mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. So their vision and drishti and vritti should be such a higher soul conscious love between them. Because this is a spiritual life. You cannot say that these people are not changing. If Agyanis are not changing, it means that your feelings for them is still not very high. It depends on, it doesn't depend on how, what you speak. It depends on what feelings you have for others. Feelings, speaking is just outside expression. If they are here, but deep internally, what feelings you have. You may plan that when this man comes, I will speak sweet words with him, I'll speak sweet words with him. But the moment that person comes, all the sweetness vanishes into thin air. And all bitterness comes. For example, couple, they fight with each other, husband and wife, okay? And then they go away for some time and they repent, oh, I should not have spoken. Husband thinks, she is so good, I should not have spoken such bitter words with her. Now he says, in the morning they fought at 6 a.m. 8 o'clock he thinks, I am very sorry, I will go in the evening and I will beg pardon. In the morning, 8 o'clock, after listening to Murli, suddenly he realized that I have done a blunder. So he thinks that I will go and ask for pardon. By 10 o'clock he thinks, no, she was also at fault. So rather than asking for pardon, I will say, okay, let us patch up things. So then throughout the day again in the office he is there. And by 5 o'clock he thinks, no, she should rather ask for pardon. And whilst coming home, he thinks, okay, whatever has happened. Let us forget everything that has happened. I forgive her and I will ask you also forgive us. Let us forget this event and go somewhere out and do something else. And by next day, again, by the time he reaches home, he's filled with love for her now. He said, after all, she is with me only. She is my partner. I have to stay with her whole life. And then they come together and he's filled with so much love. But the moment they come together at 8 o'clock, rather than doing all this thing, he starts scolding her. Something else has happened. And then again he repents. So this is a cycle. Why? Because the work is to be done at the level of feelings, bhavana, not at the level of words. When you work at the level of words, words deceive you. You get hoodwinked by words. That's why work at the level of feelings. If you have ill feeling for somebody, you can't speak good with him. Bitterness will come out. Better early in the morning emerge those souls and spend time in conversation with those souls in subtle world. Speak anything, but spend time speaking with those. Baba says, emerge those souls, invoke the souls, talk with them in the subtle world. Change your feeling there. No need to talk at all. On the outside plane. Work in the center. Periphery will take care of itself. So, detachment. Bring Nyarapan. Bring detachment. So, this is the fourth color. Fifth color is company. Father's company. Sath. When father is with you, so many things will happen. You will have all attainments, all praptis. When father is with you, you will be malamal. You will be full with all treasures. You will be tripped. You will be satisfied. You will not lack anything. You will have no complaints. You will be complete. There won't be any queue. Of queue. Queue means question in English. There won't be any queue of queue. You may have queue of your devotees and your subjects, but no queue of questions. When you are in Father's company, you have no complaint, you are full. When you are in Father's company, you have no fear. When you are in Father's company, you have no obstacles coming in your way. You feel yourself satisfied, complete. So all these things happen when you are in Father's company. So try to be in His company. Color yourself with His color of His company. Sankarang. This is in fact the real holy. That we get colored by His company. We stay with Him. We be with Him all the time. So this is the magic of spiritual company. Satsang. This is in fact the real satsang. And this is in fact the greatest form of spiritual communion or union. That we feel that God is with me all the time. Even though I don't see Him, but I feel His presence within me. And when He is with me, who can be against me? When I forget that He is my supreme companion, I feel lonely. Otherwise, why this loneliness? Why this spiritual depression comes? Why this spiritual diplopia and why this spiritual anemia? And why this spiritual confusion? What to do and what not to do? Why sometimes we land up in Hamlet-like stage? To be or not to be? This is all because we let go of His company. Hold Him tight, an octopus spiritual grip. Octopus, you know? Eight arms. Eight arms means eight relationships. These are the basic eight relationships with Baba. So this is known as spiritual octopus grip, where you make Him your own with eight relationships. What are the eight relationships? Basic are eight, otherwise they are 108, we admit the list. Basics are eight. They are first of all unnumbered. Then you come down to 108. Then you come down to eight. And out of eight, three are important. Out of three, one is most important. So what are the eight relationships? First, father, teacher, Sadguru. Then mother, then friend, then son, then lover, and eighth, brother. Brother? Yeah. What are the eight main important eight relationships? Bap, teacher, Sadguru. Mother, then friend, lover, then yeah? That is different. Eight main relationships. I will have to write. Otherwise, it will not be possible. Sushil bhai, what are the eight main relationships with father? One is father. Second is mother. Third is teacher. Then is Sadguru. Sadguru we are forgetting. Okay. Sadguru, friend, then beloved. Son, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One more is remaining. Brother or sister. Okay, brother you can say. These are the eight main relationships. I think one more is there. In friend we said already. Friend. Beloved. Sajan or whatever you call it. So sibling or brother or sister. Okay. Yeah, eight. So brother you can add. So eight main relationships. So octopus grip. So fifth color is father's company. Okay. Yeah, there is one Maharashtra Sant, Tukaram. He says he is my chulta and he is my brother-in-law and he is my cousin and he is my brother-in-law and he is my everything. That's how he remembers God. He says he is my, that Vitthal is my everything. I have all relationships with him. I don't have to go and meet anybody now. So fifth is the company. Then sixth. Sixth is, I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Sarvashaktivan, Master, Almighty, Authority. When you remember this, what happens? Where is that color? Yeah. When you remember your Master, Almighty, Authority, circumstances, papers, obstacle, you feel they are just like side scenes. This is the most important thing. When you are filled with this Soman, when you take up this Soman, that I am Master Sarvashaktivan, I am Master Almighty Authority. When the moment you take this, all this become something that will take you to, as a stepping stone to success. They don't become a barrier. Obstacle will come. Circumstances will come. Papers will come. But you feel that this paper is for my growth. And when you pass through all of these three things, the result is growth. Remember that. That's why don't run away from circumstances. Because, for example, if you say, no, I don't want to undergo this. If you undergo, remember the result would be growth. No matter how uncomfortable you are in this situation, but the result would be growth. No matter, when you pass this paper, after passing this paper, you are no more the same old man. You have become a different person with experience now. You know things now. Now you can guide others. There is a Sufi saying, the Sufi saint says, I teach you, not because I know more than you, because I have committed more blunders than you. It's not that I am more intelligent. Don't think I am over smart. It's not because of that I am teaching you. I am teaching you because there is none in the world who has committed such blunders, Himalayan blunders. In Mahatma Gandhi's word, he has used this word, my Himalayan blunder. Big, colossal, mammoth blunder. Because I have done those blunders in my life. I have committed such mistakes. That's why I am teaching you. So don't take it for my ego. When you pass through any obstacle, the result is growth. And remember that who are you? I am full of spiritual powers. So nothing of this, I remain undaunted by any one of these things. Fearless in the face of all circumstances. My head is bloody but unbowed. There's a beautiful poem, Invictus, by English poet, where he's saying, under the bludgeonings of chance, bludgeon, you know, that chabuk. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my ship. It's a very beautiful saying in English. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my ship. Remember this word and learn it by heart. I am the master of my fate. Of my fate. And I am the captain of my ship. Nobody has a power to hijack my ship. Ship, you are going in the ocean. In that ship you are sitting. Ship signifies your life. You are the captain of your ship. You are the master of your fate. My head is unbowed. My head is bloody, but my head is unbowed. Invictus. Invictus means invincible. Nobody can win him. I am unconquerable. Nobody can come and conquer me. So, fifth, sixth color, spiritual color is I am Master Almighty Authority. Seventh color, last color, what is that? Who will tell? Color of blessings. Baba has blessed us two things. First, Yogi Bhava and Pavitra Bhava. May you be yogi. When you remember that I am yogi, you become embodiment of power. When you remember that Pavitra Bhava, when you remember I am pure soul, you become worthy of worship. Remember these two blessings. These are very powerful blessings and Baba has focused on the definition of purity. What do you think purity is? Even if you remain pure, impure for one day, you will go in the list of impure people. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see the Lord. Jesus says, blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see the Lord. If there is a iota of impurity within you, if there is a speck of taint within you, you cannot come into my Father's kingdom. Be as pure as my Father is. So, subtle impurities, emotional subtle impurities. This is a very beautiful topic, emotional impurities. Work on that. You said you, have you conquered anger? Baba has asked. Have you conquered moh, attachment? If you have attachment, then you won't be called a pure soul. Pure soul means conqueror, destroyer of all attachment. Then only you become Smriti Swarup, embodiment of awareness. So, two blessings, Yogi Bhava and Pavitra Bhava. These are the two blessings Baba has given. And Baba said, remember these two blessings. And he has also given which pledge yesterday we took here. That we will not see waste, we will not do waste, and we will finish, not people, but waste. We will finish all that is waste. So that is the pratigya, that is the oath one has to take. So these are the seven colors from today's Murli, from today's Avyakta Murli, seven spiritual colors which Baba is coloring her, or this you call spiritual holy, or you call it spiritual rainbow. Let's revise. First of all, self-transformation, four things. First, Svatantrata. Second, Santushtata. Third, Tayari, readiness. And fourth, immovable, unshakable stage. No matter what is happening, let the rain comes, let the tent be flown away. A day will come, everything will be shaken and everything will be in tatters. And you remain unbowed and my head is bloody, but I am the master of my fate and captain of my ship. Second is? Second is? Churning. Second is? Detached observership. Sakshi Drishta. Stay in this. Third is churning. Manan. Two example, Vishnu and? Another is food. Then detachment. Two example. If you want to select what to eat and what not to eat. Or your vision between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Detachment. Nyarapan, alokik life. Then fifth is sat, company. You are in the company of the Supreme. So all the benefits of being in his company Baba has narrated. Then fifth. Sixth is master almighty authority. What happens? Obstacles. Vigna. Paper, samasyai, circumstances, paristhiti. Through all of these things you will pass, but you will feel them as sightseeing. You will feel them, they are stepping stone to success. They are something that is taking you forward. Paper is moving you forward. You go to the next class after passing the paper. And last is two blessings, purity and yogi life. In purity, one more thing Baba said. Just now I remembered. Attachment even to something to wear or something to eat. If you have attachment to these things, those they are gross. But you are attached to food or you are attached to your clothes. That is also impurity. So, seventh is two blessings. So this is today's complete Avyakta Murli. Read it, churn it, digest it, assimilate it, imbibe it, eat it, drink it, hear it, learn it, swing in it, eat it, share it. Do everything, whatever is possible with this Murli. But do all these things. Become his companion, be detached, churn, detached observer, self-transformation, and master almighty authority, and bless yourself. Om Shanti.